Tango Mobile. Bijou Tango Mobile. Hope I didn't step on anybody. My scent almost turned down.
You stepped on me.
That wasn't nothing. I wouldn't have felt that. And good afternoon, Tom. I hollered for you earlier when I went out earlier. Went out and bought me a pair of shoes. The only problem was when I got home, there were two different size shoes in the box, and the one side won't fit me, so got to go back to the shoe store and have them find the other shoe.
The pair was from the Odd Couple. This is NZTR. Good afternoon, Rusty. Well, I'm beat up and a lot of pain, and we were finishing up outside. Bernice was weed-eating, and I was working with the chickens, and we wasn't around the radio there for quite some time, Rusty. But we're just chilling out, sitting around here right now, and I just went out and got the mail.
Mail in my mailbox outgoing, but I've decided to pick it up myself, and I'll take it and say it since I got to go near the post office where I'm going over here, back over here to this shoe store at the mall. I will go into the post office and drop it off there. And I know for sure it'll get out tonight. And then the young lady I'm sending it to will be very happy because it's to finish paying off the tree removal service. So, you know, that's something to make people happy.
It usually is. Oh, the yard looks beautiful, but my body don't feel beautiful. I didn't realize it, but the grass had grown taller than I thought. So I tried mulching it, and all that did is leave big clumps. So I turned around and started blowing it out the side with the mulcher thing open. And oh, did that make a mess. So next time I'm going to wait so long before I go mowing the grass. Because I bet I had to mow that three times out there to get it down to where it looks nice.
Procrastinating, you know, like us older folks do sometimes. When we decide we don't feel up to doing something today, we put it off to another day. You know how that goes. You know, what do you need to do today if you can put it off till tomorrow? That type of thing, I guess. And of course, I don't have to worry about school zones over here this week because Spartanburg County schools are on spring break this week.
Well, our kids were... theirs is over with. They went to Costa Rica on their spring break. And then when Amy got back, she turned around and Shelley took her to Sedona, Arizona. And they've been out there looking at the cactus and the rocks for the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 days.
The school systems are different. Greenville County was last week, or the week before, whatever, and Spartanburg County is this week. So, I know we got some teachers that are off this week, and they've all taken off and gone to the beach or gone other places and everything else. And those that are in Greenville County are back in school teaching. So that also includes my choir director. So. And she's going to sew for me in the handbells in the month of April.
Well, I hope you had a good service over the weekend. And Biden declared that National Transgender Day or something like that I was seeing on the news. That went over about like a pregnant high jumper.
Well, that man, he ain't right. That's all I got to say, and I'll leave it at that. That way I'm not accused of discussing politics on the air. Oh, and I've learned a long time ago that that's a discussion left off the radio waves. But, like I said, I'm tooling back up here to the store, to the shoe store at the mall. And considering the price of these shoes, yeah, they both better match up when I get back to the house. Because I was getting ready to put on the shoes so I could break them. Wear them this afternoon, break them in a little bit before I went to rehearsal tonight. So. And when I found that shoe was only an 8.5D width, I couldn't even slide my toes into the shoe with it spread wide open. So looked at the label and they'd given me the wrong shoe.
probably thought that was funny and switched them when they were looking at them. They don't realize how much that costs you to run back and forth and get it squared away. Well, the tennis shoes that I buy are like, roughly what, Bernice? $140 a pair. It means they overcorrected my foot. They wear out about every 3 months. And you can't hardly find them because they're a 13B, as in Baker, width. And very difficult to find. And when you do, they're expensive. So you ought to thank God you got a wider width.
Not bad, because I've never paid this much for a pair of shoes, because with tax and everything, these shoes were $80. And these were at a discount place, so these are New Balance is what they are. And they're special walking, they're good walking shoes with the good insole and everything else, so for those of us with foot problems. But, you deal with it. And now this was a case of they had one up on, they had the box there and it only had one shoe in it, but it was my size. And then the girl went looking for the other half of the pair, the right shoe, and she went over to where there was a display. There were two shoes on display, both of them white, both of the same one. Only one was an 8.5D and the other one was 8.5 4E. So she has it at the counter, and all I got to do is take it back in. With the, I'm only taking back the one shoe that was wrong and the receipt to show I paid for them. So make everybody happy, which the thing is, makes me happy, so I can wear the shoe. But anyway, since I'm going to be down here at the post office, I'm just going to run in there and drop this letter in the mailbox there at the post office or hand it to the clerk. And that way I'm sure it'll be on its way tonight instead of whenever they get around to getting it back to the post office if they were picking it up out at my house to take to the Moore post office. And it goes through, I don't know how many geriations to get to where it's going. W2T Mobile.
N0TR. Yeah, Rusty, New Balance is a good shoe. I've worn New Balance many years. What are these ones, Mom? These are Brooks, and they're a running shoe, and they've lasted pretty good. I bet I've had these 4 months, but you have to really shop around to find them. New Balance handles them now and then, but about as soon as they post them online, they disappear. But which one do you wear, the Quad E or the more narrow D?
This is the 4E, and that's what I wear. Because I got a short, fat foot, and I keep telling people that to keep this big body above it level, you know. So, and they're building another hotel out here. They got a Comfort Inn and Suites, and let's see if they put up a sign for what this other one is here. This new home thing, but this is like a hotel right here at the entrance to it, so I don't know what they've done. All right, I'll be back in a minute because I've got to run inside, and since they've taken away the box that they used to have outside, and you got to take everything inside. Be back in a minute or two. W2T.
Yeah, you ought to be thankful you got a wide width. You can buy those anywhere. Narrow's the one that's hard to find in 0TR.
The short wide width is not as easy to find because they had lots of 11s and 12s and 10s and 13s and all that good size in the wide width right there in the boxes. But an 8.5, be back in a minute, W2T. Look on the road again for a few minutes.
KO4PXB Mobile.
Go wait a little bit there. If I got that right, Lloyd. Now I got a chore. I got to run down the hall here. KO4PXB and 0TR. Good afternoon, and I'll see you guys in a little bit.
P Station, I'm just going across the road, so I won't be around long enough to talk to you for very long because I just got to go across this four-lane road to go back and go into Westgate Mall. And all good afternoon. Name here is Rusty, and I'm located over here in Spartanburg.
KO4PXB, name is Lloyd. I'm on South Carolina Highway 81, about a mile from the site to pick up a laptop.
Okay, PXP. Hello, Lloyd. You and I have talked before. It's been a day or two since we last talked, but you and I have talked before. And also, anyway, well, good to picking up a laptop and all. I'm still having to learn a whole lot about the new one that I got back at Christmas time. So, went from Windows to Apple. So, different thing. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign right now because I've got to run in this store here and run through to where I got to go back and pick up this shoe that gave me the wrong one. And I'll talk to you later. KO4PXB, W2T73.
Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.
Wondering if I'm better in the machine now. This is K4WSDL. Hearing the repeater better. Name is John.
So you are definitely a lot better into the repeater. I can hear you with no scratch or crackle this time.
I'm just south of Walhalla, West Union area on Highway 11, and just making a nice a nice ride back to Metro Atlanta there. So you're going to pick up a brand new laptop, huh?
I'm picking up one for users having issues with it. So that's going in there to pick it up and reload it due to the fact that they only work one day of the week. So I'm going to pick it up and take it back to the office location and reload it since it hadn't been reloaded in 3 years. So just refresh it up a little bit.
Very good. How's my signal here? I'm just made a turn. I'm getting ready to get on, 183, heading into Westminster here.
It's definitely cleared. I'm right here on SC81 in Anderson, so you're definitely cleared.
Yeah, when I was down around Lake Chilcassee, well, Lake Kiwi area when I first called you, a lot of hills and valleys there, so sometimes when you get a little further away from the repeater, you get a little bit clearer shot at it, so. But I had trouble hitting this machine from my house up there, and I'm only probably 6-7 miles from Caesar's Head, but I got Pinnacle Mountain directly in line with the repeater.
Yeah, you're definitely into the repeater good. I'm going to step out for a few minutes and pick up this laptop. It's KO4PXB.
Good to meet you. I'll be listening for a few minutes. K4WCL.
K4WCL. The name is Leon here. Calls Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Heading back home from a great weekend up in upstate South Carolina. Be back Thursday night. So we enjoy it up here very much. And I will be a resident of upstate South Carolina in 364 days.
Hey, less than a year. What's the occasion?
My fourth birthday was yesterday. I'll be 65. 365 days, and that'll be the day I retire, the day I go on Medicare, and the day we start preparing to sell the house back in Georgia, and we're just going to become residents up here. Where we live in Metro Atlanta used to be the country, then it used to be the suburbs, and now it's just congested and way too crowded for my taste, so.
You understand that? Definitely. No, I'm a little ahead of you there. I turned 65 in July. I've already got my invitation from the federal government in the mail, my Medicare card, and they sent it to you like 3 months early. And so I'm all set to go July 1. It goes effective the first day of the month you turn 65. I took the early option. I retired at 62, so I've been out for 3 years. Or going on 3 years.
Congratulations. I am looking forward to it. I've worked since I was 12 years old, and worked my way through high school, college. I don't know what it's like not to work. So, very good. What did you do for health insurance there from 62 to 65? Did you just pay retail through the Obamacare debacle?
And the nail on the head. That was the best option at the point that I was at. So I don't want to stick around. I've been in my last job for 44 years. I was done. So took the early option, took my pension and my social, I'm good. And speaking of work, I'm on my way home from my part-time gig. I do 2 days a week driving a tractor trailer.
Heavy duty work there. Is that what you did before you retired there, Leon?
Right out of law enforcement, so that was heavy duty work. Truck driving is a piece of cake, let me tell you.
Thankless job, especially these days. Well, thank you for your service to your community, whatever community that might be. Did you already have your CDL, or did you just wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm 60-something years old, I'm going to get my CDL and drive these big trucks?
My son went to work for on the company that I'm working for now. He was working for them, and he says, Dad, that's what you got to do. You're looking for something to do when you retire, just go get your CDL. So it was like a week after my last day of work at the police department. A week later, I was at the truck driving school, and 3 weeks after that, I was driving a truck for the company I'm with now. And we love living up there in the country. We live up in western North Carolina, outside of Hendersonville. Little old sleepy town called Edneyville. It's a stone's throw to Chimney Rock Park from my house. KD4IOX.
Very good. Sounds like a nice place. We're up in the northern part of Pickens County. Pretty close to Table Rock. You probably know where Table Rock is. And nice little golf course community kind of place. We have no neighbors. It's just very peaceful, quiet up there. We're the only house on the street at the end of a cul-de-sac. It doesn't get any more different than where we live in Georgia. We live in a subdivision. We live on a main division. And people drive 50 miles an hour, big hill that I live on. And people come flying 50 miles an hour. And, up here we don't even see a car. So, we like it. We like it very much there. So, where do you drive to work every day?
From Edneyville to Greer, which is, just the other side of Greenville. And it's not a bad drive. It's a straight shot, pretty much. 290 up to 25, 25 up, just about to the house. So, it's an easy shot. It's just they're doing all this work on 290. It's kind of aggravating.
Well, 2 days a week, that doesn't sound bad at all. You know, part of me says, hey, it'd be kind of fun to have a little part-time job. But part of me says, nah, I don't want to have to be a slave to the alarm clock any day of the week, so I don't think I'll get bored. You know, ham radio will keep me fairly busy, and I'm gonna do a little car traveling. Don't really have any interest to go over to Europe or anything like that. There's so much of the good old United States of America that I've not seen, and the wife and I would like to go on a Alaska cruise there, Leon. So We might rent a motorhome and go tour the parks of the West, the Rocky Mountains, you know, Yellowstone and all that. I don't know. We're just going to play it by ear.
To do. Our first thing I did when I retired is the wife and I, we have a fifth wheel camper. And we took the fifth wheel camper and went on a 2 week just camping trip. We didn't go anywhere that far, but just different places, you know. The only requirement was that I had to have a nice body of water to sit back and relax so we could swim or whatever. And we really enjoyed that. The 2 week trip, and we've got another trip coming up. This is going to be a 4-day trip, but I don't know, it may be extended. That's the beauty of being retired, is you can extend things if you want. You know, we've got a trip, excuse me if I can speak. We're going to Santee, South Carolina, which is on Lake Marion, and that's the 19th, the weekend of the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. We're going to go over there and go fish. I've got a boat. That was my retirement gift to me and the family. But I bought a boat, and we take it out with the camper and just have a good old time in it.
Very good. Very good indeed. And, yeah, I think the first thing we're going to do is retired people is nothing. I think we're going to come up here and spend a month up here. Not going to worry about selling the house back in Georgia. It's paid for, been paid for a while. So, you know, just come up here and not leave. And let that sink in first, and then we'll probably go back and forth. You know, clean the house out, go visit the grandkids. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Leon, I am afraid that I'm probably getting close to being out of range here. I'm on US 123 now, east of Westminster. And I'm sure once I get down close to the lake there, I'll be really scratchy. So while I'm still in there, I'll say 7-3. Appreciate you jumping in, saying hello. And I'm up here a good bit. We're up here just about every weekend. So maybe we'll talk to you again soon. KD4IDX, I don't know, no pad and pencil here in the truck. 7-3 from K4WCL.
K4WCL, yeah, what was the name on that end?
Name is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel in November.
Hi, John, yeah, enjoy your retirement. I only worked the 2 days because I have toys I want to buy. And one of those, I just bought a FT-991A. Last week, I upgraded to extra class on my AM license. And, you know, don't worry about memorizing the call sign because I've submitted for an extra class call sign. So, it's good talking to you, John. 7-3, have a good, safe trip back. And we'll chat with you again on your return trip. KD4IOX.
For the upgrade there. Now you can sing "School's Out Forever." That's a little joke we have back at the local radio club there. And yeah, I've been buying all my radio toys here this year. Been loading up on all the good stuff. 7-3 there, Leon, K4WCL.
That was Alice Cooper, KP2HXS.
Cooper, though. KD4IOX.
KB2HXS, Dave here. I don't know if anybody else. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in there. I heard you guys talking for a little bit. I had my radio on in the car while I was watching, when I was washing it. I just wanted to come in and say hello.
Hey, Bonnie, I need to wash the wife's car. I'm driving it right now, and I don't think I am. I don't know. I'm going to work tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
I don't know anymore. I have a white vehicle. It had a nice hint of yellow on it. So it's no longer yellow.
The yellow vehicle with a burgundy under it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I had a white base on my yellow car. That's what it is. Well, doggone it. I can't remember it now.
I'm sorry, I doubled with you.
Don't call me Shirley.
Giving me permission to go stop and get something to eat. So I guess I'm going to have to wait to get the Henderson building to do that. Unless I stop at the Hungry Grover or Drover Airfare, but I think they're closed on today. Closed on Mondays.
Oh, is that one by the four-way stop there on 290?
Yeah.
Oh, we like that little place. We haven't been there in a few months. We got to go back there.
I've never been there. Is it good? I can only imagine it's got to be good.
Basically, home cooking, you know, is I believe it's family-owned, right? Nice little atmosphere, very nice atmosphere. But if you're heading up to Hendersonville, there's a place up on 25 on the left side. I can't think of the name of it. They have the goats outside and all that. They got good food there, too.
Eaten there a bunch of times.
Their favorite places to eat on that side of town.
Got a good a bit of news on the, today. They get the truck that I'm driving, they're getting rid of. So that might be the last time I've driven it. It'll be tomorrow.
Oh, are you on a job right now, or are you off today?
I just got off, just left work.
Yeah, I'm a little slow this time of year. I've got a few things, a couple things on the fire, but just kind of waiting for the people to call me back and give me the go-ahead to do the change-outs and stuff, because it's kind of it's in that in-between season right now. It's not too hot, not too cold, so people aren't worrying about it too much.
Hot. The phone will start ringing then.
That's okay. Bring it on. Bring it on.
25 right now as we speak, by the way. Yeah. So, those 2 days. It's not bad. Not a bad gig. Sure glad I retired. It's a whole lot easier. And I'm not locked into working, so. It's about what I did. It's a camping trip. It's just a matter of telling them, hey, I won't be here in these days. So don't schedule me to work.
I love it. That's good. You know, that's really nice. My wife kind of does that for me, you know. When we get a little short of money, she goes, get out there and get to work, you. I'm kind of in the, on that semi-retirement stuff myself. I work for myself, which is nice, because I can kind of pick and choose, or, you know, if I need to walk away from something because it's a problem child, I walk away from it.
For the contracting a few years back, and that was the nice aspect of it, was being able to, you know, you really need to find somebody else to do this one because of this, this, and this. You know, you get to pick and choose what you want to do. And that's kind of where I'm at with this job now. If I don't want to do a run, I don't do a run. Or if I do a run and I find out I don't like it, I'll tell them, don't even bother to schedule me for that run again.
Back in 2002, I worked, you know, I got out of moving for a little while when, this was after 9/11 and everything. Nobody was really moving, but the freight was moving, so I switched off and hauled freight. But because I was an owner-operator, well, we get into the terminals and stuff. They gave me my choice of a couple different loads, which way I want to go and what have you. So that was about the only redeeming thing about that.
We got 25 funneled down to one lane here. I guess I'll be working on this too. Interesting. Work on 290 and 25. It's going to be aggravating. I might have to start coming down the interstate. Who knows?
Oh, no, not that.
After today, I got to avoid the interstate.
I'm heading home from Grandma's house yesterday, so today's a travel day. All right, Leon, I'm going to let you go. I got to jump myself in the shower. I got band practice down in, well, I'm actually filling in on bass for a band down in Greenville. I'm going to go meet and greet them this evening down here around 6 o'clock, so I want to get showered up and load some equipment and have a little din-din and go.
Sweet. Yeah, Country House Cafe is the name of the restaurant there in 25. But I won't hold you up. 73 is good talking to you. Have a great day and be well, play well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm primarily a guitar player, you know, rhythm lead and, you know, what the heck. I'll sit in on bass as long as it's about the music for me first. You know, I'm a musician first and an entrepreneur second.
If you have fun doing it, why are you doing it?
Oh, I know. I tried to find a band to hook up with in this area, but I tell you, some of these musicians out here, I don't know if there's any listening or not, but some of them, man, they come with too much baggage.
No, easy. That's what I like about living in the mountains. It's a slower, easier pace. Greenville, you know, I come out here and drive the traffic and everything. I don't know, it's just a rat race.
Oh, I hear you. I told the person that I spoke to last week with this band, I said, the only time I have baggage is when I'm on vacation. That's it.
Good talking to you. Have a great day, Dave. And I'll talk to you later down the law. KD4 IOX.
All right, Leon, have a good day. KD4 IOX, KB2HXS, the out of here. Listening from afar.
To JKT Mobile.
R and 0TR W2T. T-Mobile.